We're gonna get to it.
What's good?
Jamming as always. You know how it go. But welcome back to Can I Vibe with y'all,
welcome
where
back.
The vibes are immaculate every time we hop up here and do
every
this.
Time.
If it's your first time watching, it's your boy Kaz. You can follow hold on. Britney Spears still playing a little bit. Shut up. You can follow IGCAZ_0. I'm gonna pass it over to you.
And it's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG at Mathis023.
Yes, sir. And we got the guest in the building.
Yes.
As always. Oh no, they're ready for it. Take over, go crazy.
Callie G in the pity.
Okay. Miss Drea Baby. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok. Hey.
I need a cool name like that.
Kaz Baby.
Kaz Daddy. Okay.
No, the background.
Should we talk about it?
At a zero in trouble.
Yeah, you trying to give me a C? Watch out.
You have a girl?
Nah. Y'all have a man? We'll start with that.
Yeah.
Clear the air? Both of you?
I do not.
Okay. Is he going to watch this?
Of course. Yes.
Yes, he is.
My guy. You know what? I'm going to start with a question then. I wasn't going to start with this question.
Wait.
But sometimes we kind of improvise on this show.
So
we're going to start with this question. How would you feel if your man wanted to take a trip but wants to split the trip 50-50?
My man would never. I don't think he would.
We speak hypothetical.
I don't know. I mean, I would just be like, why? And if he gives me a good reason, I'd be like, okay. If it's a really expensive trip and then yeah, it's not a problem. He's my man. He's not just some guy that I'm just trying to, but.
Okay. I feel like it depends. How long you've been with this man and how you really feel about him. If it's a real relationship and you guys are so in love,
you're gonna do it because
then maybe care. Split it 50-50. But if it's 50-50 to the point if I don't have my 50, we about to be arguing on the trip, babe, I just bought a drink, you better buy the next one. That's a bit much. But maybe we could do something okay, I'll buy the tickets, you handle the rest.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
But if on your card and then I'll buy the
pay for the food.
It depends on what we're talking about, because I'm not about to be in it. I don't have my 50, okay? You invited me.
We go to a restaurant one night, and then I pay, and then the next night, you pay. And then it's just I don't know. It's just who cares? Whatever.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. So kind of if you just handle the food, and he handled whatever.
The man literally approached me let's go 50-50 on this trip.
Not going
I'm going to be excuse me. But maybe if it's different, okay, babe, book the flights, I'm going to handle everything else.
Okay, I got a side question. What if it's not even your idea? It's his idea.
I feel like I didn't even care. It's your idea.
He want to go so bad, and of course he want
to
go with you.
If he can't, if it's a trip that he really wants to go to, and he feels like he can't afford it all, and I'm in a position to where I can afford half, then we can do it. Because it'll be an experience.
Okay.
But yeah,
this is not for a sneaky link. This is
no, your man.
You talking about sneaky link?
It's not the sneaky link.
You taking a trip with a sneaky link?
If he's paying. I don't know if I can go
for everything.
I've taken a trip with a sneaky link before.
You did? I don't think that's not that
You
that
paid
crazy.
For everything?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. All right.
I took a trip with a sneaky link.
Did y'all go 50-50?
And I had a great time.
Yeah, we didn't really go tick for tack. We weren't marking it up.
Yeah, right? It was just a vibe.
It was just
going with the flow.
She bought her flight, I bought my flight, and the rest was...
Okay.
Oh, all right. That's different.
I had a
He's
side
smiling.
Question.
What happened?
Because I'm thinking, would I really be able to go 50-50? I mean, I think I can. I don't know.
If you love him enough.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been to that point to love somebody.
All right, side question for you.
I don't know
if he's willing to pay 100%, but he want to go somewhere you do not want to go at all.
That's tough.
It's a vacation. We're plotting on a vacation.
Would you not want to go?
I don't know. He really want to see the middle of the cornfields. It's just
Utah.
Iraq.
Oh,
let me stop.
He said Iraq.
Iraq. I'm talking about. I would go.
Oh, for real?
I'm not Muslim.
You going to Iraq?
I just like to leave the country.
I don't think she knows what's going on.
I don't think I know
anything.
Nah,
we're gonna be bent over on a balcony.
She knows what's going on.
I'm thinking Iraq is giving Dubai.
No.
Girl,
Iraq is not. They gonna come for you. Iraq is not giving.
Yo,
you
she thinks she gonna be at the Ritz Carlton.
She thinks she gonna be at Burj Khalifa.
I know Iraq has crazy stuff going on, but they don't have a secluded.
It's not a vibe. I mean, honestly, I'm down because sometimes the things that you don't want to do end up
being really fun, a good time.
Thing. So I'm like, okay.
As long as you,
I'm like that. I'm just like, okay, I'm with you.
I mean, I haven't gone places with boyfriends before that I didn't want to go. To their mother's house.
Talk about it. Oh, you said their mother's house?
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
You're not kidding.
No, you're not.
But I mean, you know, you do stuff you don't want to do. But I mean, like, if you're plotting a vacation all year and he's like, I'm going to go to Puerto Rico. And you're like, yo, I've been to Puerto Rico 5 times this year. Let's leave the country.
You wouldn't go?
I would probably go.
I mean, I'd probably go. But I'd probably complain. Like, this would be so much better in Canada. Like, or something.
Do you think fighting in a relationship is healthy or should it be avoided?
No, it's not healthy at all.
Really?
Fighting?
Yeah. Yeah,
at first, like, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Not funny. It's and exciting. Then after, it's like, ooh, he loves me. We're beating each other up. And
okay. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Not beating
physical?
Each other up. Oh, no, like mentally. Like, he's telling me to stop going out with my friend. You know, like the little arguing back and forth.
Yeah.
It gets exciting at first, but then it's really tiring.
No, yeah. There's like levels to it. Like, mm-hmm. It starts off as like, you know, arguments here. And then it just, I mean, it depends if y'all stop mm-hmm. it. But like, sometimes you get too comfortable with it and then the fights escalate, and then it starts to get aggressive.
And the next thing you know, you fight physical, every other day.
And then it's just crazy. It's just so crazy.
You don't think you could grow from
fighting?
Of course.
Yeah, no, of course, yes.
You see, he's saying fighting, so that confused me.
No, they meant like arguing.
Okay.
Yeah. You can grow, but then...
Like relationships go through like thick and thin situations.
Yeah. Like some relationships that... Like there's some relationships that are so bad that you think people will never, ever, ever like get good again. Mm-hmm. But that kind of makes them stronger. So I feel like arguments and fights kind of make or break you in a relationship sometimes. Like,
I feel like you can have healthy arguments.
Yeah.
Fight, I feel like if it's a healthy argument, it's more of like a conversation. And agree like to disagree. Agree like, to disagree.
Even if it gets heated, like y'all can come to an agreement because at the end of the day, it's about compromising. But if you have an argument and the only way y'all fix it is having some makeup sex or something.
That's not good.
Because that relationship is going to go
in
check.
It's not even that. It's just held in. Y'all didn't even talk about it. So it's like held in and then it just grows and grows and grows and then mm-hmm. like explodes. It's crazy.
See, me, I'm not with that. I don't like the crazy.
Same. I was just about to say, I'm at the stage right now. Like my previous, you know, like little PTSD vibes. I just don't really like that arguing stuff. But I mean, every relationship at the beginning is going to have like a few, or in general. You're going to have disagreements, especially living together.
I feel like
it's
actually less common to happen at the beginning.
Really?
Because the beginning, like the
honeymoon. I mean, not the first 2 months. I'm talking about like after the honeymoon stage and you guys are like 6 months in. And then it's like,
I think it's like
little arguments because you're trying to figure out if you guys are really in love or like just had fun. Yeah. It's just like an awkward stage.
I can't
and that's
stand
like,
this girl.
Right.
Yeah, who's like, more crazy, like, women or men?
I feel like a crazy woman versus a crazy man, the man is crazier.
Oh, no. That's kind of.
Please explain.
A crazy man versus a crazy, like a jealous man versus a jealous woman. All women are jealous. All women are naturally crazy.
You ain't say jealous. You say crazy.
Jealousy comes with craziness. Every time somebody's jealous, it's like, oh, you're crazy. I'm not looking at that girl. You're crazy. You're crazy. You're crazy. Like, or I'm just going out with my friends. You're crazy. Like, whatever the case may be.
Insecurity.
I feel like when men are crazy or like jealous, it gets physical.
I feel like men follow women though. Men
before a woman would get physical.
Yes.
Follow
woman. No, like they'll match the craziness.
I get that.
They'll match the craziness. Cause imagine if a girl come breaking your car, punching your face, you're gonna get hot to the point where you're gonna do something that you probably never saw yourself doing, but she just got you to that point. Mm-hmm. So now y'all both acting crazy.
I got a question. How come whenever they got the best kitty
the
cat?
Wop?
The wop? Twop?
They be even the craziest ones.
What about it?
They be having the best.
Because they're usually Caribbean or Hispanic. Crazy people are Caribbean and Hispanic.
Like, okay, she said a man be chasing a woman's crazy.
Not chasing
it, matching
it. If
she crazy.
Matching their crazy.
I'm going to just say, if she crazy but her bad, you're probably not chasing that.
No, of course not.
Oh, no, absolutely
it's always
not.
The ones with the best. We key in the cars going to your job and doing all kinds of
it's
crazy
not even
things.
I honestly think, because, you know, all
it's
girls.
It's also personality. Like, okay, good cat is fun for a few months, like to a certain extent.
No.
If your personality cannot match.
No.
I feel like, yo, somebody, the good cat can last for a while, but it won't carry a whole relationship.
No.
It won't
carry
a relationship. That's what
no.
I'm saying.
Keeps it.
The personality keeps it. If you have a good personality and can carry a fun conversation, we have stuff and alike, and then it's like the sex is great. It's like, okay, what do you want me to, like, we can go through whatever you want to go through because I'm going to be here.
I mean, but if the personality is good, but the cat is bad, I'm not staying around.
But do people really have bad cats? Is that it's
no,
not hard.
I'm not gonna
there
lie.
Is, but it's not hard to find.
No, absolutely. I don't think it's that. It's just bad to you. Like, I feel like every girl could have good wop. But
okay, the thing is,
it depends on the connection you have with somebody because, like, I could get with somebody one day and he gonna be like, she was
because you and weren't then, feeling him. Maybe you were dry.
Or but, no, we just didn't connect. Like that's it. If I'm dry, we don't connect. That's it. Boom. That's it.
But cats aren't just with cats. It's not just with wetness. It has to be tight too.
Aren't there men with bad D?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And I feel like it's easier to find women with good whoppies because really girls turn 18 every day and nobody wants an 18-year-old man, but a man definitely wants an 18-year-old girl.
No, we don't.
Promise. Y'all want a 20-year-old girl. Okay, let's say 20.
I promise. No.
You, men don't like 20-year-old girls.
No,
and
I don't.
Women do not like 20-year-old men. So it's just like more women.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
You just made the cut.
She made the cut?
20. No, I'm saying like...
He just made the cut.
Like a decent cut. Age.
Oh. I was like, about to say.
I mean, how old are you?
Your type is...
I'm 26.
And you?
I'm 27.
Okay.
Are you about to come for me or are you about to defend me?
No. His type is...
I'm defending you.
His preference is a lot older.
Oh. Don't say a lot older, just a little
but
bit older.
But that has to be... That probably is because of your experiences. Yes. Right?
So me, what we were talking about earlier, mm-hmm. I like to have... The WAP can only take me so far. You got to have a good personality.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, you can't connect
connect with a 20-year-old because we... We in way two different parts of our life.
She's trying to be outside, probably.
She's trying to be outside. She's still experiencing things like
the maturity level is.
So y'all trying
terrible.
To settle down?
I'm not saying that, but like.
So how old are you?
I'm 26.
26, and you?
But 27.
But even say we over here, we chilling at the crib. We gonna have two completely different conversations.
Yes.
She gonna talk about some frat parties you went to
and like,
got free drinks somewhere.
Not all the time though. Some girls are actually
that's an example. That's an example.
It's not all the time though. There's some girls that are kind of mature for their age.
There are.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Some
or like, what? Imagine if she's 20, 21, she's in school to be a doctor. Like,
well, my cutoff, you got to be 21 or older for me.
Oh, of course.
If we can't even go out and get a drink together.
That's my okay. 21 and 22, girls are turning that age every day. A 21 and 22-year-old man, that's not fun for anybody. Yeah. For any woman, unless she's 17.
I felt like I was that guy at 21.
I don't know. Me personally, I'm 23. I don't even want a 23.
Wait. First of all, hold on.
I feel like you just women mature.
A 21-year-old man going for a 17-year-old woman.
I feel like that's literally
no.
When I was 17, I wanted a 21-year-old. At 23, I don't want a 23-year-old.
When I was 21,
that's very common, and I feel like you guys. Don't
you were definitely going to be above 18.
Okay, 18. You.
Yeah, because she in high school.
Okay,
yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
no. I graduated at 17.
Okay, most people graduate at 18.
Even if you, even if you 17 in high school or 18 in high school, even you in high school,
yeah,
21. I'm in my third year of college.
That's gonna make it feel weird.
Yeah,
feel very weird.
They'll be surprised
unless y'all go way back.
They'll be surprised because all the pretty girls,
unless y'all go way back,
all the pretty 17-year-olds most likely have a 20-year-old boyfriend. Most of them.
Yeah,
me and all my friends when we were 17, we all.
I'm not gonna lie. Yes, 20.
When I was 17, my boyfriend was 28.
Okay.
I was almost 18 years old.
Put your face, Deb, yo.
Yeah. I mean, it might not be y'all friends. It'd be people out here that do
but
that.
I don't know. Maybe I just have daddy issues. I don't know. That's a different topic. It's different.
I don't know. Wait.
So when it comes to wifing a female, does her body count matter?
The body count question.
Just answer that. Answer that
yes
first.
Yes or no?
No. One answer.
She's 24 years old with 24 body counts.
24 bodies.
People. Bueno.
I could work.
That's
with that.
That's a body. Okay,
because that.
That's a body count right
but
there.
But say that's
it's body count.
24.
But listen. It was before you, and you don't know none of the guys that she's been with.
Yeah, that's the number one thing.
It has you.
You can't have no diseases.
Of course right. not. I mean,
you got to be way past that stage.
Of
you,
like,
you can't be still actively adding to your roster, adding to your body count.
Of course not. No. So do you care? Yes or no?
Hold on. Because on
he
another
said episode, yes and no.
On another episode, you said if she got 200, that means she got experience. But now 24 probably.
He's fake.
Well, I'm switching up this year. I'm not gonna lie.
He's not drinking anymore. He's done with. He's done with the hot girls.
But to a degree, I don't care about the body count.
Oh, so you don't
because
care.
I'm never really gonna know. It's not like she's really gonna tell me her body count.
Oh, okay.
So
you don't believe her. So you don't believe anybody.
Honestly, I wouldn't even ask.
Okay, let's put it like this. If there's three girls,
if she tells me
three girls here, they're all fine.
Don't even put that in your head. Don't even think about it.
Because once I know,
it's gonna mess
with you. This is how you would know if you care about the body count. There's three girls here. All of them look really good.
Uh-huh.
One of them,
the best looking one, has the most bodies.
The best, but they're all good looking.
How would I know?
Okay, just say you just know.
Should I be like Nikki Cardi Mulatto?
Okay.
One of them has.
I want Mulatto.
Okay, Mulatto has
375 bodies.
No, that's mine. I was gonna go with like 67. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. for me. Like, I don't know, 67. Like,
why are we putting 67 okay. bodies on Mulatto? Please stop.
Free Lotto. Okay. Mulatto has 67 bodies. Nikki has 30. Cardi has 33.
What you ain't going with? You still going with Mulatto, right?
I'm going to go with whoever I fuck with the most.
Mulatto.
You say you like Lotto more.
Exactly.
So it don't matter.
That's now, his answer. Now, he said he doesn't care, though. And then he said, okay. I don't
care. No, I said I don't care.
So you don't care.
I don't care unless, said yes it, and unless no. it's
I mean, we're not children party. Anymore. We're not in high school. We're all grown. You know what
unless
I mean?
Unless like, your body count is actually like 375. All right. Now I care. Then we got a problem. It's hypothetical.
I don't think she'll ever tell you that, honestly.
I don't want to know. We both know that. Yeah. I'm not going to ask you. I don't want you to ask me.
Yeah.
What if Dev and Kev are like, yo, that girl.
I know her. Count. Right. Everybody knows her.
Then,
right.
And then 10 other people tell me, yo, her body got 375.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. My homeboy told me that. Like, it's like do y'all, when you're about to get with a girl, do y'all kind of confirm with your homies, like, oh, like, you know, do you know who she, like, do you know anything about her? Like, send her IG out.
I feel like once they start liking the girl,
not as
do
not as much as y'all. Like, you know how if you meet a guy, you'll see the mutuals, you go about it, yo, girl, tell me about this man. Yeah. We don't do all that, but, like, if we have a mutual, we'll ask real quick.
Yeah.
If, like, for example, if he were to tell me, oh, yeah, I did that in the past, I don't want to know
she's
more.
She's already.
I don't want to know more.
Of her or just?
Of her. Like,
oh, damn.
If it's a homie.
Like especially if one of your close friends.
I'm not messing with a
it's
girl.
It's off, same.
Yeah. If it's just a guy,
what
I know,
if you,
whatever.
Well, I mean, that doesn't really... Okay, because some friend, guys man. Don't tell their homeboys right away when they're messing with a girl, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you keep it, like, under wraps. So what if you start messing with her, you really fall for her, y'all are vibing, y'all hang out every day, she cooks for you, it's a vibe, and then you finally tell your homeboy... then you finally tell your homeboy,
so
like,
you don't have those anymore?
Listen, so you finally tell your homeboy... Oh, I'm messing with this girl. You show her, and he's like, damn, like, I kind of hit in high school.
I see. I was.
Freaking high school?
It's not that they care. They
10
care.
Years ago.
They
honestly.
So he's shaking his head. High school is dumb, right?
No, I care.
Oh, you care about high school?
They care. That's why I asked.
But before I even get to that point, before I even start falling for her like that, I would have been had that information. I might not tell my boys the first day or first week, but once I'm starting to feel something, I'm going to let them
like
know.
Her? What if you like her? And what if you already, like, once you're starting to feel something?
You guys have graduated 10 years ago, or maybe plus. Mm-hmm. And you meet a girl that is beautiful, has a lot going for herself, and you're starting to like her. And you find out your homeboy used to talk to her and ended up...
He hit in high school.
Hitting in 10th grade at 12 years ago, when the girl probably just lost her virginity to him or prior to him. You guys are going to freaking care.
It depends on the homeboy. If it's someone in this room...
Never.
I don't care how long ago it was. Oh, we're not doing it. If it's some random dude, or maybe we're cool, but not that cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it. I don't care.
Okay.
The thing is, girls might not send it to all their mutual friends, like, oh, do you know who this is? But they might hit up that one friend that feels like they know everybody. And I'm honestly like that one friend that all my friends feel like I know everybody from every region of Miami. And they just all like, do you know him? Do you know, right? Am I not that? Like, do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know his friends? Do you know anything about him?
But it'd be certain guys. Like, there's a specific
so it's not like they ask all their friends, but they'll probably ask their friend that they feel like be outside the most or like knows the most people.
Depending on my relationship with the guy, if I'm cool with him and I respect him like that, I'm going to ask him first. But if I don't really talk to him, it's whatever.
You don't care?
I could care less about his opinion.
I bet.
Same.
Yeah.
Like, no, I haven't talked
but
to him
but it's like one of your like, yeah, yeah. One of your close friends, like best friends almost type of thing, then you would care. Or like somebody you knew for a long time. You see yourself talking to at least every single week.
Yeah.
And yeah, I understood that.
I mean, I'm going to check it. I don't really care about the history. It's more so like, have you fucked a few of my boys?
Oh, few is a little much, but like one is fine.
We're talking about one.
I could work with one.
Nah, one is fine. Not a lot of guys. That's boy. Crazy. Like, okay.
But I don't need to know, like, yo, what did she do in college? What did she do in high school?
Do men really like that? Like, what is up with that?
Of course, they love it.
No, do they?
It empowers them.
Hold on. I'm not asking.
Like, what?
She talking
do
to
us. Do men really like that?
A lot of men do.
Do y'all feel like,
us
too? Like y'all
do
that?
Do we like it or do men like it?
Like, y'all are that.
I hate it.
The only thing
oh,
I
you don't
yeah,
like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. That's what I'm asking. Are you
don't
asking
me like
men
maybe
like
I would feel like men would like it is to kind of maybe like if you're super young in high
but
school and
like
you do everything for your boys like you
honestly,
want your boys approval.
I've never
or like younger
I've
like
never
20s,
had one
like,
but I can't see myself doing it.
Oh,
I'm not
very,
into that.
I'm like in bed I'm very intimate. So it's like
oh, so you just can't see yourself. Ah. with your homeboy and doing all this crazy stuff.
There's like five big D's around me.
No. I don't know. A train is just you and a guy and a girl.
No, that's a threesome. Well, no.
Yeah, that's a threesome.
That's a threesome.
No, that's a train.
That's a threesome.
Two guys and one girl.
Two guys and one girl.
That's a threesome.
When I said
two
train,
guys and one girl is a train.
I meant two guys and one girl.
Two guys and one
so
girl.
So I don't know
train.
What you mean.
Two guys and one girl is a train.
That's a train.
I've never done it with
this
two guys.
This has to go definitely.
Two girls and one guy is maybe a threesome. But when we
it's three people.
No, listen to this. Listen to this. Because
it's one after the other.
Guys try to be funny. Like, guys try to be funny sometimes. Because, you know, guys, when they're in relationships, they try to ask their girl, like, yo, let's have a threesome. They'd be like, no. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, all right. Like, all right. So let's let this guy F me. And then we could do the threesome. So you see how that feels. But guys would be like, no, that's a train, bro. That's a train.
I don't know what y'all been going
through. You know what I'm saying? No. I'm not saying me, but I'm just saying, like, in general, though, like, it's that's considered two guys and a girl's considered a train. It's not a threesome. Like,
you ever see would you say three guys?
No,
I'm like, some men are into that. I know a lot of people that are into, like, they're literally in relationships.
A train to
with
me
their
is,
and they're like,
is three or more
gonna
guys.
Come and I'm gonna watch it. Fuck you.
Three or more guys is a train. Can we get the Urban Dictionary out?
Or Google, search it up real quick.
Two guys and one girl.
We gonna do this real quick.
I guess that is a threesome because if two girls and one guy is a threesome, then
I mean,
we
I
have
guess
to
it could
be
a threesome, but it's
we have to be fair. Okay.
No, I don't think that's a threesome.
So, how
that's
do you guys feel right. about threesomes with men and one girl?
Is that oh, I'm not going for that.
You're not going for that.
Nah, absolutely
am I right?
Not.
That's am I right? Am I right? Am I right? Am I right? Am I right?
You want to hear the definition?
Am I right? Am I right? Am I right? Am I right?
What happened?
Wait, am I right? Yes or no? No, I'm not right because he's laughing.
A group of guys stand in line outside a room. Okay. One by one. Hold on. One by one, they entered the room to have sex with one girl inside. The line must have at least seven guys
at least
to be qualified as a train.
So y'all ain't never have a train like for real.
I don't want to.
Urban Dictionary got definitions.
Yeah.
Says, what's this line for? Oh, we're running a train. Go to the back of the line.
Oh, we're running a train. What is wrong with the Urban Dictionary?
I'm pretty sure that's not how
who
it goes
made
down.
That dictionary up? Who is Mr. Urban?
I'm not gonna lie. You know that I think we could add definition. We could add to that, right?
Yeah.
Anybody could just write in there. We could literally switch the definition right now if we wanted to.
It's okay, not. It has to be more than three. Three or more.
Okay.
Seven is
well,
a lot.
Well, Urban said seven.
Seven is so. Like.
Okay, I was talking about a threesome of, let's say, two men and one girl.
I don't like doing with another man. I do with two girls. I can't do it with another man.
I would never do that, but
girl, guys do that. I mean, it depends.
A lot of guys like it. But it's preference.
Yeah, some guys like that, especially like I know like friends that like that even with their girlfriend. Like they actually find that arousing. Like, yeah, let him slut you out.
I mean, I can understand if it makes you feel superior, but I want to feel superior by myself. I'm not trying to like tag team my homeboy.
Your homie.
Now we competing. If it's two girls though. Do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Would y'all ask y'all girl for a threesome?
I would try to understand how she feels about it first. I wouldn't just one day wake up like, hey, come
on. Same. I've never been asked for a threesome.
Some guys just be like shooting a shot like after a night out or after.
I've never been asked for a threesome, but a lot of like people that I've talked to, I don't know why people always feel like I'm gay. Or like bisexual.
You could definitely be bisexual.
Yeah. Okay, right. I don't know. Do
I didn't want to say it, but since you said it, yeah.
You know, super common. It's happened to me twice. It's happened to my homegirl a lot of times. Married couples will come up to you and try to.
There's a lot of open relationship.
All the time.
I get that a lot.
They'll start buying you drinks. Mm-hmm. They'll start buying you drinks. They'll start. I'm not going to lie to you. One time, I was very confused, though. I didn't know what was going on until I finally understood what was happening. Mm-hmm. But I was in college. I was bartending, and it was this couple. And the guy was just being hella friendly, like tipping me all night for like dumb stuff. Like I would give him water, he would tip me all night. I had like a little innocent mind, you know, I was like 18, 19, I don't know. So I didn't really understand. And then he kissed my hand, in front of the girl. And I was so confused. She was smiling though. Like she liked it. Mm-hmm. He kissed my hand and he's like, I kiss other things better. Or so he said something like that. loud, in front of the wife. And she was just there, like, smiling. And I'm like,
oh, she was down for it.
Yeah.
No, I felt so uncomfortable.
She wanted some of that hot.
That's a lot of that.
That young hot thing.
No, but guys, the young hot the people
you know, married people are a little older.
Oh, to pick up on what you said before. You said, like, if I would ask my girl, yeah. I'll get back to that. If I would ask my girl if she would want to have a threesome, if she given signs like that, like, say we out and she, and like, down? When she get drunk, she get a little freaky side and she start kissing, I'd be like, okay, maybe you're open to that. But if she's not like that, I'm not just going to cold approach and be like, yo, let's have a threesome tonight.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Beat you the heck up.
I don't know. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I kind of get like that, but, like, having my man involved is negative. Like, negative, never, no.
I never really hear good things coming out of it.
No, and that's the thing. Like I'm like, when I go out and get lit, like, I be into girls, like, all the time. And it's a normal thing. But my man is he's very supportive. He's always there. Mm-hmm. But, like,
he's very supportive.
Once I feel like he's trying to, like...
He like me. I'll be trying to throw
and I shut that down so quick. But it's not even... It's just because... It's not even about him. I trust him. It's like... Because you never know what can happen in those types of situations when liquor's involved and y'all are all in one room. And you can have an agreement, like, don't touch him. But in the moment, in the midst of everything, something can happen. And then that's when things go left. So just to avoid that, we just don't do that. And that's it. And then we just go home, me and you together, and it's a blast. It's such a good time. Just don't have time for it. Like, it's fun, like, when you're out, drunk, whatever, doing your little kiss. Like, it's just a kiss, really. See, but that's it. Thing. You just stop there. And also, at the same time, girls, this is a very big red flag for me also. Like, I'll kiss a girl, whatever, but I am scared to get involved because girls can't use protection. And girls like to mess with boys and girls. True. And that's crazy as hell. That's double the scare. Like,
I mean, there's,
like,
female condoms.
That's never going to be used. Like, that's not realistic. That's like a guy using
birth control. That's the thing with threesomes. Like, once it comes time to do it and you're in the moment.
It's a lot going on.
That's the thing with threesomes. I'm not going
to
lie.
I feel like you have to trust the people. You need to trust the people that you're doing these things with. Because I ain't going to lie. It's all fun and games when you're drunk, you're lit, you're smoking, you're out, you're in the club, you're listening to fire music, you're feeling it, you're horny. But as soon as you wake up the next day, all those feelings are gone and you're back to reality. And then
even before that, as soon as you get back to the crib, we're like, damn, we really about to do this.
Yeah. And it's like, you never know. Like,
I don't
you
even
might
know this
see,
person.
It really be the prettiest girls that be having the craziest stuff going down there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That is the thing with me and threesomes. No, that's literally the thing. I've been very interested in kind of like, I've never done it. So, but, like, you know, I've heard stories with my friends and, like, I've been listening. I'm like, oh my God, I want to try. But then I'm like, how is this gonna work? Because the only way I would give a man a threesome is if I literally love his D. And once I start loving the D, we just go together forever.
I would never, because I don't want anybody else.
Right, listen, that's what I'm saying. That's when
two girls.
But that's when it gets a little more crazy because it's like, are you gonna, like, keep switching condoms? Like, if, let's say, this is my boyfriend and I'm already not using protection with him, are you gonna, like, put on a condom? Or how are we gonna do this? Is she gonna eat my vagina while...
Imagine, like, you gotta switch condoms every time.
That's
a lot of juice swapping.
Yeah.
That's
if
what
you're
I'm
using
saying.
The same condom,
really,
that would
my
ruin
thing.
The moment.
But listen, that is my thing. And I'm like, are you gonna take it off with her every time? And like, get a new one? Like, how... Or I don't even know how threesomes work. Is it literally, like... From you to you to you to you.
Like, how does that work? Yeah, I don't even know how that works.
Nine times.
I don't know. Like, does it work?
Like, is she just strictly going to give you oral,
bro,
and then me and you're gonna do what we gotta
you,
do?
Eight
and
times,
she's giving both of us oral? Or, like, how does this work?
8 times out of 10, alcohol is involved. And when alcohol is involved,
you don't care.
You don't care about
you don't
anything.
Care, but I always want to care.
You're like, oh my God, why did I do
I always
want to
care.
I will not raw dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Absolutely not. But some guys.
Let's say one of them is your girlfriend, but then you're getting her in the mix if you're using the same condom on both. You get what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why threesomes scare me. How does that work?
I'm gonna keep.
Are you guys familiar with that?
Any chance.
First of all, everybody has
this
to
shower.
This
gonna be for her.
Like,
this
no
gonna be for her.
At this point, hell no.
Maybe the man won't have sex with both of them, or maybe one at a time. But then that's never gonna work because this cat's so good, you're gonna be sleeping right after. So it's like you
you're
won't
so
even have
aggy,
stamina.
One is always better. There's always one that's better.
And it's always going to be.
See, that's why I can't have a threesome.
I'm always the better
one. I'm going to give one more attention than the other one.
Like, damn, I got to go back, show her love, too.
You know what's crazy? Like, do you imagine if you let your man do it and your man is, like, literally all over the other girl? I will drag her from there to there.
Yeah.
You're leaving.
And that's the thing, because it's something
new. Competition.
Time is over.
And that happens because it's something new.
And I don't like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, do what you got to do and don't do it in my face. Goodbye. Have fun. And don't talk to me because it's not.
I've been interested, honestly. Like, I hear stories about like people that have, and I'm like, oh my god, that sounds so fun. I'd love to do that.
No,
see, I'd rather just get.
And then I try like
do my thing with that baddie.
Yeah, just right. Stick with
take
one
care of business.
Yeah. No, this is like in a relationship. Like I want to do this with somebody random. I would do this like if I'm really in a relationship with somebody. You know, we're trying to spice it up. I'm a freak.
I feel like it's worse if you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
I mean,
because there's more attached to it.
Yeah, but not if you're like literally like
very.
If there's so much trust and you know that both of you guys are freaks and there's so much trust in the relationship and we both know we're about to do this, I'm literally watching you do this, then who the hell cares? Like, if your mind is at the right place.
If she looked better than you, you're okay with that?
I personally, if anytime I've done anything like that, it's always with like thick girls. So I'm going to obviously need somebody with a bigger butt than me. So I'm perfectly fine with that.
Okay.
But what if, like, he pull out some things you've never seen before?
That's exactly what I was just about to say. What if he starts showing out? That's an absolutely no. Do you imagine he starts to, like, do things that he's never done to you? I will cry.
Because he's done everything to me.
He pulled out a new
shirt. He got you thinking that.
I don't know. Maybe as, like, time goes by, your mind changes. Because I know a lot of older people that like to do that. People with kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, like, to spice their life
up. Yeah,
because,
I mean, that's different. They gotta spice it up.
I don't really know. Like, right now, at this... No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I can't get into it.
That's why the swingers...
I still want to try it.
They'd be like the older people trying to spice it up.
That's what I'm saying. It really be older people for real. And it's like, okay, like, do you...
I still want to try it for the young age one day.
It happens to me all the time.
So, okay, I don't know, have you ever got your butt ate?
What happened?
Because it's a new upcoming topic and men like it. Men like the Gucci slick and like the butts licked. So,
and did you like it if you did?
Like, wait, like what licked?
Like, did your girl eat your butt?
Okay, but,
oh, hell no.
We're not talking about tooting up.
Hell no.
No, look, we're not talking about tooting up. We're talking about, let's say you guys are
he
doing that.
He his butt ate.
He likes it.
And he liked it.
Uh-huh.
And he loved it. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't
okay,
judge
listen.
It.
Because I never judge
because
that.
Because listen, y'all G-spot is in y'all butt.
Listen, I'm not talking about
okay,
your...
Okay, so he loved it.
I'm not...
He
exactly.
Loved Kelly, he loved
exactly.
It. Kelly, he loved
listen,
it.
Listen, but I'm not
he
talking
really
about...
Liked it.
But listen, I'm not talking about a man turning... Look, Fred, light skin.
Nah.
You ain't notice?
Nah.
You didn't notice?
Now listen.
I thought you
why
knew.
Why is he walking off set?
I thought
that's
you
very
knew.
Unprofessional.
Let me explain it to you. I'm not recording. Listen, but
I thought you knew. I thought I told you about that. This.
He thought he already said this.
Is that going to change our relationship?
All right. Okay.
But you know, there's we're not talking about a man tooting up.
I could talk
it
about
usually
it.
Happens when like a woman is giving going down, let's say, and she goes to the balls and then what's under the balls?
Listen.
Wait, and how did it feel and how did you like
I've
it?
I've never done it, but
what's
I know men
rating?
Like it. And
your
I don't judge it.
And would you do
that,
it?
That right there?
Oh, with chef's kiss. I'm
agreed.
Not going to lie.
It's
I love
chef's
that
kiss
you're,
for me
I love
too,
that you're
so
being so honest because a lot of guys...
I'll talk about this.
We need a lot of more... We need.
You be
need
raw, dog, so don't look at me. Don't look at me.
He don't like protection.
Justin LaBoy.
No.
I'm not going to lie. Can we turn the camera to him? Because Justin...
No.
Justin LA is in the building.
Are you like...
Oh, this was planned.
Are you like bent over?
No.
What are we talking
right now?
Or you can be laying down like missionary, and then she basically does
like
does the thing,
and then it's the ball.
I'm gonna explain the situation.
I've never done that.
There's only two positions you could be in.
I've never. Done
I wasn't
that.
Bent over. All right, I was not bent over.
Okay, he was not.
You're not eating that shit from the back. That's gay.
Never did he want it eaten from the back.
Never did he. Want to
so,
that.
I was dating this
I'm
girl
so
that I was comfortable with. All right, I was comfortable.
Y'all did everything.
She said, I want to eat your butt.
Okay. She loved you.
I'm like, ooh.
He's packing if she wanted to do that.
I'm not lying. But.
Oh my God. Just, okay, I'm
she was like, I want to eat your butt. I want to eat your ass. I'm just going to say it. I'm like,
she has a country accent.
I was super against that. I was like, hell no. I don't want nothing going down there.
Yeah.
Nothing. But like I said, we dating and we trust each other. So she's like, I want to get you on a good day. Like, let's plan it out, whatever.
You were drinking.
I was super against it. Super against it. But finally, I was like, all right, you know what?
I'm down.
I'll try it out. Because I'll be hearing my homeboys talk about how good it is, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
my eyes.
I'm not gonna
you never
lie
heard
you.
This?
I'm not don't, one of them homeboys you heard it from. But.
Don't knock it till you try it, because every single homeboy that I have, this is why I asked this question.
Ain't no girl sticking her least, tongue in my booty hole.
I have a lot of
it ain't
homeboys.
Happening.
Check me out. Check me out.
It's not
happening.
Okay. I have a lot of homeboys.
I have a lot of homeboys, and half of them have gotten the butt, and that's it.
You're not supposed to hear this. So you know, she already the throat goat as it is.
As it is.
So she down there. I'm in the position.
She's clearly a freak a leak because she was plotting.
He's
on
loving
she
it. She was a freak a leak. Little mm-hmm. Puerto Rican ting. Going crazy. Going crazy. Next thing you know, I didn't do like the full spread, but you know, she like lift my leg a little bit. Uh-huh. Next thing you know, I feel like sensational. Like.
Missionary.
Like, yo, I ain't.
Sensational. You guys know what's.
I felt a little weird.
But you liked
next
it.
Next thing you know,
you
I'm
know
like.
What's happening?
She eating my ass.
Exactly.
She it's was happening. Eating my ass. And it felt great.
It felt great. And you couldn't stop it because it was already happening.
I couldn't
happening.
Stop.
You liked it.
I couldn't
and
stop.
And you happened to like it.
She had me in a position where I'm like,
don't
knock it till you try it. Because okay, I was exactly. like this. I gave the same face. I was like, hell no, I'm never going to
knock it. I have a friend, a homegirl. That is literally like she's always was telling me, like, this is when I was in a relationship for 5 years. She was telling me, like, men love it, men love it. Like, that doesn't mean they're gay, right? So one time I was like going down on my ex, right? And I was like, oh my God, what's it called? Told me that they love that. So, and mind you, when she would tell me this, I'd be like, bitch, I would throw up, like, disgusting. A man would never, like, ew. I don't even eat vagina. Why would I? Men are nastier than women. Hell no, right? I didn't try it, but like, I like kind of like was on his.
Are you crying? Cause
that was because my lashes. And I tried to go under, and he literally almost kicked me in the face. He was like, "What the fuck?
You didn't hit the right spot. You got
it." No, I never did it. I never did it.
You eat booty?
No, I never did it. I never did it. But I was like lower to his balls. I was nowhere near the
so
butt.
So you tried it.
But he felt like maybe I was trying to do that, and he almost kicked me in the face.
He says that he feels like a woman should never go near his ass.
Thank you. You know. I felt the same way.
He just says.
Thank
he just
you.
Says that the stuff I would that never do it, but I don't
ever want in my
judge the men that like it.
I feel the same way.
Thank you.
I feel the same way.
But listen. But I'm not gonna lie.
Why are you so bad? Damn,
but I do
nasty,
treat it. No, listen though.
She wanted to do it. It wasn't like eat my ass.
Don't get it twisted though.
She wanted to do it.
I have a friend that likes that, and I don't judge her.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, I would, right now,
Dookie, come out of that.
Never. Exactly.
But you can clean your butt.
No, women are clean. You can shower.
We shower first.
I like my butt eating.
But listen, I'm
telling you, so clean. Men are nasty. They don't wipe their butt properly.
No,
they
do. They do.
I don't trust men.
They do. They do. They do. They do. They do.
You clean her.
What is that? Your balls. Thank you. Is that a razor for
is that
your
a
balls?
Toy? Oh.
Listen.
Oh my God, my anniversary is coming up.
Listen. Come on now.
Okay.
This, you know what this is? Read this.
Is that for your face?
Read this. No. Read that out for me.
Refreshing ball toner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Refreshing ball.
Get it together.
So what does that mean?
You
clean
guys,
your balls up.
No sweaty balls.
Oh, so you're, defending yourself.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He's not.
He was not one of them when it came to the
no peste culo,
the hygiene.
Your balls will thank you.
20% off worldwide shipping. All you got to use is the code.
Fellas, you cannot beat that.
Listen, check this out. Check this out. CIVWYP. And if you get confused, all you got to do is be like, oh, can I vibe with y'all podcast? CIVWYP.
No, so listen, this is what I was saying. Like,
you couldn't
I know
pay
for
him.
A fact, though.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't lie.
You couldn't pay me.
I wouldn't lie. The experience, 10 out of 10. But I don't even eat
girls' booties.
I would only do it with someone
I don't
come out of that.
I don't like that.
It's only someone I'm comfortable with.
Like, I had a really bad experience mm-hmm. when it came to that. But a lot of girls don't know that they have to prepare. You have to prepare your butt. Like
you do.
Have to oil it and like kind of, you have to get butt plugs that go from small to large. And
that's
yeah,
too much.
You have to prepare.
That is not true.
But I'm... Yes, you do. I mean, you don't have to, but if you don't want to end up in the hospital, then you should. It's definitely recommended.
That's not so true.
So you like your booty hole?
Literally
she
thinking about
like
it,
I like it eaten.
Go ahead. Get into
go
it.
Go crazy. Go crazy.
No,
explain yourself.
Not. I like it eaten, and I was about to say something that the viewers never wanted.
Go ahead.
Go
it's
ahead.
Your moment.
And she go to Pound Town down in the back, in the backyard.
I had somebody else with me for a very long time that I tried to do it with him. It never worked because his junk was too large. Then I hated it. Recently, I found somebody with a smaller thing And I loved it.
Oh, wow.
And I loved it.
I hope he never sees this.
Stop. What if you were eating a girl's booty hole, right?
Stop.
Oh, and you got a little dookie in your mouth?
No, dookie come out that. Ew, put your tongue away.
All activities are over.
You have to be mindful on who you're talking to, though. Like,
that's why I said it.
Mind you, I've been talking to like anybody, that person that I tried. It's only been one person that I tried that with, and it's like years on years.
No, not even that.
Like, he knows that I'm super clean. Like, you know what I'm saying?
If that girl has just an ounce of respect for you, her butt will be the cleanest it's ever been in years. Like, you will never even try to even, if you know you're not on point right now, today, and he tries to go down on you and you don't stop him, you don't respect him. Cause if you don't know that you're 100% good down there and you still let him go down on you, that's
any
crazy.
Any woman.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she got chills, man.
Yeah,
any woman, but most women, honestly, like, it don't matter how long you haven't, like, if you didn't go all day without bathing, you have that crazy funk, something wrong. Something wrong with her.
You got to try new things with your partner, bro. I want to try new things.
You know, I'll try new things, but ain't nothing with that booty.
Like, I at least tried it, mm-hmm. and I'm like, okay, it's not my favorite, and that's it. But you do got to try before you talk.
I'm good.
Your mess.
But you don't get you don't get comfortable with people, so you wouldn't know.
Oh, you get comfortable? Are you like that? What's going on?
What was your longest relationship?
3 years.
3 years,
and it traumatized you.
Are you guys in relationships?
Both of y'all said something at the same time.
You think my girl would like me talking about this right now?
Okay, are you in a relationship? Right
no,
now?
I don't date.
Oh, okay.
But go on.
You'll never date.
No.
Did it end bad? Well.
No, it was mutual.
He will always.
So you have.
Wait. I'm sorry. Let me clarify that. This year, I won't date down
this year
because
he's a new person. This year,
no.
This year, it's crazy.
I won't date.
It's personal. Okay.
I guess I'll say it, but I am open to a relationship.
Oh, that. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you heard it here first.
But nobody from Miami.
You heard it here first.
In Miami? So where are you going to go?
South Florida. I'm just not entertaining it. But I am turning a new leaf. But
I never thought the day would come.
I'm going to say it here.
What?
I know me, right? I know. I'm turning a new leaf.
What?
So where are you from?
I am becoming a lot nicer. I'm going to be more open-minded and entertain it. Yes.
We're going to give a quick answer.
Let me say, what are the materials?
What are the qualities that you feel every woman should have in order to become a wife?
Nurturing.
That's it?
Yeah, that's number one.
Communication.
Give two.
Communication.
Okay.
One more from each.
I feel like nurturing covers a lot.
You guys said nothing physical yet, so I like that.
Like
caring. Always having.
I need more than physical if you're a wife.
Okay.
Culture.
Cultured. Very cultured.
So she can't be like,
that is true. Somebody that could get down with the ghetto girls, but also know how to act right around people and know.
It don't even gotta be a specific culture. It just
cultural.
You said nurturing. And
I'm okay though.
I just said nurturing.
Okay, and what's next?
Qualities that make a wife.
You said communication.
Yeah, like what is like something that like needs you? She
you guys need
have,
to drop
like,
two at least.
Needs to have. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. If she don't got that, that's
because almost. I'm not gonna lie. Almost every woman is nurturing.
He took mine. I love.
You said what
earlier when you said
I'm
did you just hear what she just said?
All women nurturing.
You said every woman
almost. I said almost all women are nurturing.
Every woman is nurturing to the man. Well, I'm not gonna lie. Speaking from experience, like I've learned, I mean, I'm kind of learning how to, like, you know, you have to learn
soft enough, soft girl. I'm actually trying to be my 2023. Yeah. I'm gonna be a soft girl.
It's this not even a soft girl.
Interview has not helped my soft
thing,
girl.
Here's
look.
The thing. Naturally, women are nurturing,
but I feel like it's also how you're raised. I was raised without a father. Like, my mom was, you know, when you're raised without like a single parent, your mom is like very tough for you. She's like your dad. Mm-hmm. So me, in most of my relationships, I'm very like
it's
I'm
almost.
A guy. Like, I'm like not
that's the
that
thing. Like almost when you're literally raised around no man, it's almost like when you finally like reach in high school, you know, you're growing up and they're trying to talk to you. It's almost like how the heck do I act around these people?
Mm-hmm.
Like this race, this gender.
all women are different.
Men don't understand that daddy is just like it really can take a toll. So it's like the nurturing. It's like I know how to nurture my dog. I know how to nurture my cat. But do I know how to nurture a man?
What's your biggest no-no in the bedroom?
What's
something sweaty? I hate a man that's dripping sweat all
she
over the place
like
when we're having SEX.
Don't sweat on me.
So you don't sweat when you have sex?
No, not but like really. Some men like, be dripping sweat.
What if it's like he is rough?
How the hell are you supposed to help that? How are you supposed to stop
I
that?
I hate that. I will never link with you again.
I don't have no control over that.
That's fine. I just won't. You will never see this face again.
Oh my
and you will love this face always.
I hate when a guy don't want to put in work in the bed. Like,
put in work how?
Like, you just want to lay there.
Right.
Don't do that.
Rob me, head ass.
Please. I thought
like I really had to sit here in deep thought. Like in deep thought.
I thought the girls be doing that. The what's it called? The pillow princess?
Not even that, but it's like
that's
like,
you?
Oh no.
Wow. Hell no.
When I was younger, like, I like to do the most.
No, but like it can whatever. We can switch it off. Like you need
yeah, I'm
you
trying to do.
But I hate a guy that don't shit. You know, shit, I don't like because a guy's supposed to be dominant. So you like you know what I'm saying? Like don't tell me what to do. You do what you want. Like you know, I don't
just
know how
to. So he'll tell you what to do. Turn
or,
around,
or maybe. Or
I don't like any hint of bad hygiene. Like
yeah, don't be stank. I mean that's already.
I literally want a man to go wash his mouth with mouthwash before he goes down.
But you're gonna know if somebody stank like, before you even lay down in the bed yeah. with them. So that's
okay. Sure. But it's like certain things like go rinse your mouth with mouthwash before you go down on me. Like. I'm so heavy on bacteria and like all of that. Like,
I'll do the whole nine. I'll brush my teeth, wash my hands real quick.
A shower.
I want
possible.
My breath to smell good too.
Like, yeah, like
get that Colgate breath.
That's why I like to be comfortable with the person I'm with because I don't care how drunk.
Yo,
they
you
were,
know,
I'm
you,
like,
you
go
ever
brush
like,
your teeth.
Like, you ever like,
before you eat mine.
Say you messing with someone and y'all brush your teeth beforehand,
mm-hmm.
and then you go kissing each other and you got like that little minty.
Oh yeah,
feel to it. Oh, I love that.
And that's what I was about to say. I like that, but it was to complain.
Nah, I thought he was gonna say I don't like that, but yeah, no.
Nah,
yeah.
I love that.
I don't know,
but
I'm
that don't really happen for the most part.
I mean, if you don't have a toothbrush at your man crib, then obviously not.
Or also, you can get the toothpaste. I got the extra pack.
Exactly.
I got the six pack. We good.
Oh, that's crazy. Don't ever pull that out. In front of
I don't.
Girl.
It's hidden.
Yeah, I was about to say okay, that would be a red flag.
Yeah, it's I
you do this
all
the time.
Did this man really just pull out a six pack of toothbrush? That's crazy. Right.
You said three strikes. I give him six.
He's toxic.
Right now it's at five.
He doesn't care.
What you mean?
Nah, he's with the vibes.
He said
he's
strike type, six.
You
don't
look like
care.
You're the type that like if a girl
you're
messes,
a very
messes up,
person.
You're gonna be all right. I can't wife her, but I'm gonna still mess with her.
He's an understanding
oh, yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's him.
How you know that?
That's him.
I don't know. You
damn,
just gave
you
that. That's what you just gave.
You
right
give
now.
Chances.
He's so understanding.
He just said six chances,
yeah,
so it's
but,
like okay. Now he's not understanding. He just go peep, take notes, and he's not
yeah,
gonna
take
you serious.
Notes. I ain't gonna
he's
argue
gonna, he's
about
gonna
it.
F you, but he's not gonna take you serious. I
just know what you're good for now.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you said turn
but sometimes
the
that
bedroom?
Sure works both
what
ways.
What are your guys' turn-offs in the bedroom? I would like to hear this from a man's standpoint.
About what?
Let's get into it. We go. We raw. R-A-W.
Her trying to eat my booty hole. That's a, yeah, I had to come with that.
Has that happened to you before?
I think that conversation traumatized
you. Okay, so let's talk about something
happening. We're gonna come back to
I think that traumatized you, that conversation.
Yes,
you're
it did. Absolutely.
I can't even like view you the same
anymore.
No.
Something for me. I don't like when a girl is too persistent about trying to go raw.
Oh, is that a thing?
Oh, because you, you feel like she does that like with
yeah,
anybody.
Yeah.
I understand.
Is that a thing?
That's definitely a thing.
Because men, that's like men. I'm like, put that thing on. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Some
I feel like
do
men don't
too.
Like to use condoms with Hispanic girls, white girls, or light skinned girls.
Because y'all bad.
They don't like to.
Crickets.
They don't like to. Like, a man will see a red girl
you said
or
what?
A Spanish girl and be like, I ain't putting no condoms.
We gonna have y'all's, so that's fine.
But why? They just think, like,
I know where my
light-skinned girls don't have any, like...
I'm not gonna
she
think
has
she...
has to think I would see it, because she's so,
I'm not
like,
gonna think she does it with every man, but I'm gonna think she's trying to trap me.
Yeah.
I'm not... Yeah, nah, you're not
trapping too much out there. Especially when she...
I mean, the first time you guys had sex, or this is, like, after a few times, and she's like, stop putting a condom on with me, let's get it.
Oh,
I'm still wrapping that up.
Like... The
I
thing
think
is,
it has to be a mutual agreement, probably.
Especially the first time, and if you just so quick to like, you know, when it's time to stick it
that's
in,
that's crazy.
And she just,
yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, y'all just met.
Red
it
flag.
In, just put
that's
it
like
in.
That's like a red flag.
If y'all just met, that's crazy. I'm
she's
not
like,
gonna
come
lie
here,
you.
Come back, me.
Yeah, just put it in.
No,
back up.
Red flag. Red
I'm gonna
flag.
Go
yeah,
grab
yeah.
my condoms first. Then we can do this.
Red flag.
If I don't
red
view, if I don't view her as my wife,
flag.
Then yeah, I'm not doing it. Like, you gotta stop.
That's crazy. I don't even play that. Because me, like I said, men don't like to use... They just don't.
A lot of people don't.
If a man enjoys getting his butt eaten, do you think that is kind of feminine? Or do you guys think that maybe he just is super freaky? Because I feel like it could be feminine to a point.
Say
but honestly, some men, that that's they deep, literally man. Have no interest in turning that way, going left. But they generally like to be pleased.
And can I say something real quick?
I'm gonna lie. Once
I don't want this to be twisted because since I think the last time that happened, probably like a year ago, maybe over a year ago.
Yeah.
Since then, I haven't thought about like, man, I can't wait to get
like
my
you don't
ass.
You don't yeah. you don't like fantasize about it, but yeah. if it happens,
like he's turning over like
it don't really stop it. It don't really.
You gotta defend. Go ahead.
I'm
go
serious.
Ahead. Go ahead.
It don't cross my mind, but if I'm with someone serious again, and that's what she likes. Like yeah. I said, she wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't about that.
You didn't that ask her for it.
I didn't ask her for it.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I'm still not asking for it.
She put you on it.
And all,
yeah, yeah.
All,
and she put you on game.
She did, but. Like I said, it's been over a year. All the episodes we've done since then, we haven't even talked about that. It don't really be on my mind.
What, y'all talked about it before on the show?
Nah.
Oh,
first
damn.
Time, yeah.
She brought this question up.
I swear she told me not to ask y'all that, but I was like,
I was like, please not. Shit.
No, no, we know I'm they glad like you it. Did, because now I learned something new about you.
Why are you looking like that? Go try it out.
Nah,
go try it out.
I'm not going to lie to you. I look at me. I know that one day you're gonna try it.
No,
no.
Nah. Yes, you are.
Him.
Yes, you are.
You know what's crazy?
The same thing.
No, but you're not even gonna know it's coming.
I tell her to get out.
No, you're not.
I said the same.
When I was 19 or 20 years old, I had this conversation with my sister, and she was like, "Listen, when you get married and we get with the older man, you guys are in your 40s. I honestly wouldn't feel like it's gay if I stick my finger up my."
No, no.
Oh,
okay,
oh
no,
hell,
that,
no,
that's not
doing.
Okay,
no.
You see, I knew it was gonna lead to this. No,
that's gay.
But listen,
no, that's gay.
What's the difference if she stick her tongue in it?
But listen, I was scared.
It's a G-spot.
I was scared. What? I was like, that's wrong. But she's like,
go into
it's enjoying
your butthole.
Like, okay, let's.
It wasn't like.
Pretend
deep,
I said tongue
like,
and not finger.
It's like the sensation of it.
Oh my God, this is getting even worse. Oh
what
my
you mean?
God. I thought she was just licking her tongue around the booty hole. It went
that's
in
what I,
the
no,
booty.
No, that's what I'm saying. It was around.
Did it go in the
no,
booty hole?
I literally had this conversation with my sister, and I was like, that's gay. That's
no,
gay.
That's why I said
and my sister's like, no.
I said the gooch.
Life is about experiencing.
I don't know nothing about any of that.
You need to find out.
No,
okay,
I don't.
Don't get me wrong.
The more
if
you fuck around, the more you're gonna find out.
If your man is literally asking me to eat his butt every other day, he might like his butt played in, and we all know what that means.
Yes.
So
that's
we're not talking about that.
That's a very thin line. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's a very.
That's what I said. That's
a very.
It is
thin
a very
line.
Thin line. But
very.
You could always peep the line.
Yeah.
The know, line is there.
See, if you like anything no, around
nothing,
your booty hole,
no
like,
the line is there.
We're gonna end on that, but no fingers
Andreas
in the butt.
Blue, you don't like that?
No fingers in the
he
butt.
He was never liking that. He don't like that at all. I be joking about it. He don't like that.
Oh my God.
Anyways,
he never liked it that either for me.
We gonna end this.
Yeah, we are.
Don't
good.
Hate. Don't hate. Anyways, we gonna wrap this up. We're gonna get out of here. It was a little crazy, as always.
Thank y'all for inviting us. I have fun.
Chris
it was so
is,
fun.
Chris
actually.
Is so.
Chris
he
is very
going through it right now.
Come vibe with us. Can I vibe with y'all?
I told you I'm gonna do it again too. Go ahead, drop your thing. Yep.
It's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG at Mathis023.
Yes, sir. And it's your boy Kaz. You can follow the IG at Caz_0. Don't go nowhere.
Nowhere.
They asked if we end this in a crazy way, and I said, yes, we do. You already know. We ain't leaving. Because you can follow this beautiful podcast at Can I Buy With Y'all Podcast on all platforms.
Subscribe.
Instagram,
get
YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, Twitter,
man.
Facebook, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, Google Podcasts, all that good stuff.
Support black youth.
Yes.
If you like your booty eating.
That.
Fellas,
support.
Come on this podcast.
Uh-huh. Drop a comment.
Because it's supported.
You already know.
I don't feel like it's too, as you guys say, zesty. In Miami, we call zesty.
We want to hear
horny.
Y'all stories.
But I see on TikTok they call zesty when you're
yeah,
kind of feminine.
Yeah, we're not zesty.
I want to see how common this is.
So if you guys feel like that's a little feminine, feel that way. I don't feel like that, unless they're literally asking you every day, then yeah, they're probably.
Mm-hmm.
But if it happens and they like it, then, you know.
Listen, if I was following
mindset.
A common thread and I was getting my booty ate every other week, all right, I got a problem. I'm a little
right. If he's
nah,
like,
it was a one time thing.
I miss what gotta lick that butt.
You keep trying to justify it.
One time thing. I'ma justify it till the day I die. We out here.